What kind of steps need to be taken to deal with the opiate drug crisis more effectively?
First of all, I'm really happy that after nearly a year of pushing the government to bring an all-party committee together on the drug poisoning crisis, we now have that committee. The meetings have begun. We have our first meeting with people, with witnesses next week. This is an issue that transcends political boundaries, that is not a partisan issue. Between 6 and 7 people die every single day from a poisonous drug supply. The coroner's death panel review report made very clear that the first action that needs to be taken is a safe supply, because there's no way to get to the next steps and the next steps, which is treatment, which is ensuring people are stabilized, if they die from a poisonous drug supply. And right now, that death rate is unacceptable and atrocious. We have a safe supply of alcohol. We have a safe supply of prescription drugs. We have a safe supply of cannabis. And I think that we have to recognize that the prohibition mindset, when it came to alcohol and cannabis, was ineffective and certainly did not achieve the outcome of making those substances go away. And the prohibition mindset on drugs generally is one that is creating a lot of harm and a lot of death and suffering. I'm really looking forward to the work of the health committee. I'm very grateful to be a member of that committee, and I'm hoping that it can be not only a place where legislators are learning more deeply about this issue, but that the public can also come along on that process.
Another key issue in this province is transportation. How would you address the needs of British Columbia and its need of transportation?
I think it's so critical that we make affordable, accessible public transit a priority. We make it a priority across the province and not just in urban areas. In my riding, for example, Cowichan, the closest region to the Capital Regional District, we have a commuter bus that has a couple of buses that go down to Victoria first thing in the morning. And we have a couple of buses that come back to Cowichan early afternoon. I think the last one leaves downtown before 5 p.m. It's a $20 return trip. So it's not affordable. And it doesn't provide the access and the regularity that would make it effective. And you know, I've just heard back from the Minister of Transportation saying, well, the ridership on the buses is quite low at the moment. And I think, well, that's because the buses aren't meeting the needs of the riders. And we have to focus on making sure that transit is meeting the needs of people. It has to be inclusive. It has to be aligned with the ways in which people in communities need to move. And it has to be recognized as an avenue for addressing some of the really severe inequality that we have in this province. So transit is a critical issue that has been underfunded and underprioritized in this province for too long.